Hospital facilities in rural areas can get help to stay afloat by applying to be a critical access hospital or a rural health center. Margaret Vaughn leads the Illinois Rural Health Association. She says these federal designations come with higher payments for services, but they also must meet certain standards.
With those two designations, there's a lot of extra compliance that's required and a lot of additional regulations.
To help rural health facilities stay up to date on those regulations, the association will provide training in rural health administration at this week's conference. Attendees can choose from more than 20 other workshops, which will cover topics including telemedicine and the opioid crisis, emergency preparedness, and addressing the shortage of rural health workers. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Public Media.